there on the left. I don't think that any of the leaders, except possibly John Lewis on the SNCC people, really feel that way at all.
I think one of the things...
kids are hard to handle. I mean, we've been having them all over the country.
Yeah, I know, but what are all these ministers coming in all over the country for if they don't feel like they've been mistreated here?
Well...
this minister's going to die, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Is he already dead?
No, sir. Everybody isn't. He is still on intent and purpose. I think they're just trying to keep him alive, you know, in a technical kind of way, as long as they can, at least so that he dies. Doesn't die at a time when, you know, to flare things up. I think I expect he'll be dead by then.
What time do you think he'll die?
They tell me that he could stay alive for another 24 or 36 hours under these mechanical things, but I think he'll probably die early tomorrow morning.
Do you think you'll have your court order in the morning?
Yeah, I think we'll do, I think we'll get it worked out tomorrow sometime. I think the judge is going to be pretty good. He's not going to embarrass King on this. He's not going to find that King was in violation of any law. And then we're working out the terms of that march, and I think be pretty satisfactory terms. Then, as I told Bill Moyers, King has accepted the idea that if this minister dies, that the Selma Montgomery march, or what they're going to call a march, it's going to be in his honor. Now, that'll do a lot to relieve the other demonstrations people would feel they had to make about this. And in addition, we'll give a funereal quality to it. You know, be like going to church. And that'll keep the rowdies down. So I think that's a good idea.
All right, now, I think it...
something with the ministers to,
I think Bill ought to talk to some of them tonight and get the feel, and then maybe you and Bill, or you and Lee White and Bill ought to invite some of them in the morning to take this heat off and to explain to them what's behind our reasoning and our thinking, and I think particularly yours and the vice president's and Bill's, any way that you can to get me out of the line of fire as much as we can. The vice president has a memorandum. He doesn't have any recommendations.
Yeah.
But he's just transmitting. That's about all he's done. And we need to have somebody say to him, now, federal marshals were not dispatched to the area to arrest persons attacking federal officials. Because there weren't any federal officials being attacked, were they?
No, we had one FBI fellow bunged up.
Now, the second thing they say is leaders of the white segregationist forces, including Al Lengo, be arrested for encouraging their officers and troops to violate the civil rights of others.
We may have a case against Lengo. We may arrest him. And that may be possible to do. It's a delicate decision.
Sheriff Clark.
And Sheriff, well, hell, we got three cases against Sheriff Clark now. I don't mind arresting him.
Have they already been brought?
Yes, sir. But these are cases over the past 8 months against Clark, and we're waiting a decision, which we ought to get momentarily from the Court of Appeals in one of those. I don't really mind. I'm a little more reluctant with Lengo because it touches the governor more. I just sent seven more lawyers down there to go over all this evidence and pictures and whatnot, see what we could do on that.
Well, I think you ought to say in response to this now, we've got three cases against Clark already in the courts. I don't suppose y'all know that. And I've got seven lawyers going over this evidence, and it's not something that the president does. He doesn't go after white segregationists or white integrationists. It's a matter that we follow law and order here. And third, consideration be given to withdrawing federal financial assistance from certain principal areas of Alabama. We have no right to do that because somebody says you can or can't march, do we?
I don't see why. I would think that was something that was governed by Title VI on the Civil Rights.
That's what I think. A total of 36 persons attended the meeting. Congressman John Conyers of Detroit led a delegation from Michigan, including Nellie Jeffrey, Joseph Ross, Federal Department Stores, Roy Ruther, Monsignor Myers. The Reverend Fauntleroy of Southern Christian Leadership led a group to include Bishop Paul Moore, Episcopal Bishop Isaac Frank Moore, Jewish community, and represented NAACP Corps Southern Christian Leadership. In summary, these people are deeply distressed, the situation in Selma. Extremely hopeful, some positive steps demonstrating the federal government's concern for the situation to be taken as soon as possible. I assured them these views would be transmitted as soon as possible. I assured them of your deep concern over the situation. I expressed them a sense of agreement on the objectives, and we are mutually seeking this difficult situation. If differences exist, there are differences in judgment rather than basic commitment and concern. Well, now, it seems to me that maybe we ought to suggest to him that he call his group back in tomorrow and take up these items and say the federal marshals area, we have seven lawyers, and we have FBI getting evidence, and we have arrests being made. The leaders of the white segregation force, we already have the cases against Clark. We're just trying to win them. I don't know whether we got a case against Lango, and I would say I doubt that we have. If we don't have, consideration be given to withdrawing federal financial assistance. We'll certainly withdraw it if there's any violation of Federal Six, and we Title Six, and we say so. The fact that they want to meet with the president, they can meet with everybody they want to, and he's got a good many problems, but if it gives them any satisfaction, be glad to do it. What he's going to do is follow the recommendations of the counsel in the matter, the lawyers, the attorney general, and the rest of them, and we're doing that. Now, Bill, what else do you have to suggest? Let Humphrey call this group together, and you all meet with them, and then also call the preachers together and meet with them?
Yes, sir, because they are two separate
then
groups.
Then out of that, if either group wants to and needs to and has to satisfy them, I don't mind meeting with them. Now, I've got to have a press conference tomorrow.
Which are the two groups? One is the ministers, the other is
the civil rights group that came in yesterday, and the other group is the ministers coming in Friday.
But I think before they get here Friday, we ought to take the cork out of the bottle on them in the morning.
Yeah, I do too. Particularly with the ministers, it would be much easier.
Before they start...
Conyers is a tough fellow to deal with.
I can't hear you.
John Conyers is a tough fellow to deal with, I'll tell you that. He's pretty far out.
Who is he now? John Conyers. Conyers of Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, he's a new congressman there, Negro.
Yeah?
And I've had a lot of talks with him. I can get a couple of people to down there to go talk with him some more. I mean, a couple of people in Congress that are like Jim Corman of California and a couple of people, well, identify with civil rights. I think even Don Edwards.
What I'm anxious to do is not to have the image that we're Southerners and that you're following a Southern president over here who is afraid of Lango.
Right, right. Well,
all I want to do is do what the law and the right dictates. And I have to depend on y'all to tell me as near as you can see it. Now, I've had the vice president tell me what they're saying in these two memos. So I'm going to say to him to get with you in the morning early, and Bill, I'm going to ask Bill to talk to preachers tonight and see if he can't get a group of them as big as you can get in the place where it's the least, I would think, in Humphrey's office would be the best place for the two of you to meet, Bill to go over and you to go.
Sure.
And I think that you ought to point out to them that we are doing everything that we can in their interest, including drafting the message. Now, what's the status of it?
I got a draft over there tonight to the White House, which I don't like much. President, I'm going to work some more tonight on it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what's it?
It just doesn't sing yet, I'll tell you.
What is the development of with Mansfield, and what the hell's he getting mad at you about?
Mansfield?
Yeah.
It was Dirksen's story, that's all.
What did Dirksen do? Put out an interview that you talked to him?
Yeah.
And you had, didn't he call you?
Dirksen?
Yeah.
Yeah. But That was all right. I hadn't talked with Mansfield, and that was what he was. But I've calmed that down, I'm sure.
What did you tell him?
I told him the exact truth, exactly what I'd done. I said I went down and talked to Dirksen for 10 minutes. Asked him what his views on this were, because we were trying to draft something, and I wanted to know whether he had any particular views on it.
Well, he said, why didn't you talk to me?
No, he didn't say that. He was very nice. He's too polite to say that. But that's what he felt. Of course, the answer is awful easy in a way.
Dirksen's on judiciary and a lawyer and a Republican.
This man is
a leader and not a lawyer and not on the committee.
That's right. But I think he feels better about it. I don't think he's going to do anything. I told him that until we had a draft of the message, told Mike, maybe tonight, but I've called him since. I've called in person down there and said try to get him a draft of the message tomorrow so he could look that over and, you know, give his...
Well, now, the ticker says that he said that he's going to probably put in his own bill tomorrow.
Well, that's what he's not going to do that, Mr. President, I'm confident, because in the first place, he's got Charlie Ferris drafting a bill for him, and I've got a man down there trying to help Charlie, and they can't possibly get a bill done.
Who is Charlie Ferris?
He's counsel to the Democratic Policy Committee, and he's the fellow that Mike asked to draft the bill. But when I talked to Senator Mansfield today, I was in his office for about 45 minutes talking with him, and he's not going to put that in, I'm just sure.
Is Dirksen planning to pull out on us?
No, sir.
This is just politics on the television tonight where they say that they may have to go it alone and go the 15th Amendment route, and our bill's too long and too no good and too many whereas and so forth.
Well, Mike feels that way about it, so does Dirksen, and he's probably right. It can be simplified. But, they're just trying to get in the act, Mr. President, that's all. And Dirksen told me that he wants to, he told me that what he wanted was, if it was possible to work out, he wanted you to recommend a bill, and he wanted to jointly sponsor with Mike. That's the best possible situation.
Now, what's McCullough?
McCullough was pretty good today, I talked to him, and I said I thought that what was important was not to agree necessarily on the language of the bill, because it'll take me a year to work that out with McCullough, but to agree on certain principles that the bill had to cover, and he agreed with that, and the only point of difficulty at all there was that he wants me to work through him rather than to talk separately or independently with Jerry Ford. And I think probably that's the way to do it.
Yes, I think so, since he's been appointed the task force and since he wants you to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'd do what Jerry wanted him to anyway, and if he feels that way about it.
Yeah. But his fellow, the fellow he relies on, his staff guy,
yes,
is very, very good.
Good, all right.
And very loyal to us. In fact, he told me, and this really very confidential, he drafted the Lindsey bill, and he told me all of the traps that they were trying to lay for us. So,
for Lindsey?
Yeah. So I think that I think we're in good shape in knowing what to avoid in this bill.
All right. Now, see, I need to know why we didn't send Marshall, why we didn't send troops, why we didn't arrest. Anybody, and I guess we ought to say we've arrested everybody we know. How many have we arrested? 4 or 5? For this murder?
For the murder, we got the 5. They're arrested by the local authorities, but they expressed their appreciation to the FBI for the contributions we had made.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, I've arranged with them down there that if when the minister dies, they'll file first-degree murder charges within an hour.
Well, now, should we be having somebody in your department communicate all this to the Negro leaders so that the Wilkinses and the rest of them are not...
I've communicated most of it to them today, and Burke Marshall has been helping me.
Do you find any agitation against Johnson, the Southerner?
Not a bit, Mr. President.
Well, King's article, this preacher tonight was inflammatory on television. What's his name, Bill?
I can't remember his name, Mr. President. He was St. Wyeth's Church here in Washington.
Negro?
No, white. What? Just back in Selma.
I just said it. What did he say, Bill?
He said that everyone felt down there that there was no leadership in Washington, that the president had abdicated his responsibilities, and that they had to appeal to somebody other than the president to get anything done, that he was not interested.